This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And welcome to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. We've got lines open at 844-236-6010. If you have questions about anything we're speaking about here today, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, if you have a success story or questions about the longevity products, longevity business, truth, skin health formulations, or chemistry, or something you may have heard about or read about, we love hearing from you, 844-236-6010. And you don't have to have a question. We love just dialogue. This is all about dialogue. I want this program to be about dialogue, not monologue. It's much more exciting and interesting when we share. Be generous and share what's on your mind, or if you have questions, of course, we're happy to answer. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products off the website or also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team. There's a Join the Team link that you can click on for a one-time $30 fee. You can be in business for yourself, be an entrepreneur if you like the entrepreneur lifestyle. It's perfect. Or if you thought about being an entrepreneur, or if you thought about being in the healthcare business, we can teach you about supplements. We can teach you about the longevity supplements. We can teach you about sales. Longevity is a lifestyle as well as a business opportunity. If you're interested, you can click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com. PharmacistBen.com or CriticalHealthNews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. And if you're in the Denver area, I'll be doing a talk on the longevity business and the longevity products. We'll also talk some skin health and answer questions and give away some Beyond Tangy Tangerine and Nightly Essence and some other longevity products. That's this Saturday morning, Saturday at 11 a.m., February the 29th, 2020. Is the year for you guys listening in the future, February 29th, 2020, at my lab, the True Skin Health Lab, 2240 Curtis Street in Denver, Colorado, 80205. Love to see you there, 11 a.m. this Saturday, February 29th, 2020. If you want to purchase Truth Treatments, go to truthtreatments.com. truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want, no oil, no water, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want, and any of our True Skin Health products. You shouldn't have to pay for ingredients you're not using, and you shouldn't have to pay for ingredients that don't do anything for your skin. When I tell people that 90% plus of a typical skincare product is water and wax and emulsifier and preservative and fragrance and fillers, people are shocked, but if you just look at the ingredient deck, you won't be shocked. And that's one of the major problems we have in skin and in food, for that matter. In the way we take care of our skin and the way we take care of our food, or way we eat our food or prepare our food, is we don't pay attention to ingredients. To me, it's disrespectful to the skin to not pay attention to what you're putting on it. To
cannot read the ingredient deck. There's a product called La Mer. I don't like picking on any products, but this one is so nasty and so egregious. It's made by, I think it's Estee Lauder, some big skincare company. It's called La Mer. You may have heard of it. L-A-M-E-R. It means the ocean because the key ingredient is algae. Great. You're paying for seaweed. $500 for a jar of this stuff. $500. It's got probably 130, 140 different ingredients in it. It is one of the most disgusting, egregious, nasty, anti-human being skin health skincare products out there. But people pay $500 for 2 ounces of it or 3 ounces of it. Some ridiculously small amounts because we don't read ingredients. We don't understand ingredients. We don't understand the interaction between ingredients and the skin. We don't understand the skin. So many things we don't understand about our bodies and how we take care of our bodies. That's why I'm here on this program. And that's why I came out with my True Skin Health product. So you could have ingredients that you would feel good about putting on your skin. You could have ingredients that really respected the skin. I always look for ingredients when I'm formulating a skin product. I'm looking for ingredients that are exactly the same or analogous to something that's already in the skin. When you put something on the skin that's already in the skin or analogous to something that's in the skin can receive it kindly and gently. It knows what to do with it. That's the secret to my True Skin Health products and all my formulations. I call it biogenicity. Biogenic, being found in the body. Using ingredients in your skincare product, using nutritional supplements for that matter, is really about respecting the chemistry of the body. It's saying, hey, you know what, body? You got zinc in you. You got vitamin C in you. You got vitamin E in you. You know what to do with that stuff. There's a reason that stuff's in there. When we take supplements, we're putting that stuff back in the body. It's not perfect, by the way. Supplementation's not perfect. But you can do a lot with it. With skincare, if you put vitamin C on your skin, you're going to get healing. You put vitamin E on your skin, you're going to get protection. You put vitamin A on your skin, you're going to get more collagen. You put squalane on your skin or transdermal esters on your skin because they're recognized by the skin and esters type of molecule. You get penetration. On the other hand, you put phenoxyethanol on your skin or you put diazolidinylurea on your skin or you put methylparaben on your skin. Your skin's like, what the heck are you? And why are you here? And it mobilizes all of its detoxification chemistry to get rid of the stuff. And then once it gets into your bloodstream, and make no mistake about it, your methylparaben gets in your bloodstream. Now your liver has to get involved. Do you really want your liver? Our poor liver, it's doing so much stuff. Now we got to add more stuff to it to give it more work to do, as if living in America in the year 2020, living on planet Earth in the year 2020 is not hard enough on the liver. Now we got to give it methylparaben to deal with, or whatever preservative or fragrance or toxic ingredients in our skincare products. And by the way, I'm including sunscreens in that equation. You tell that to the next dermatologist or any medical professional who tells you to wear a sunscreen. Has a skull and crossbones on it when you get it from the factory. And one dose ends up in your blood, according to a recent Journal of the American Medical Association study or research article that came out last month. Anyway, that's me on my high horse. We're talking about the mind-body connection on the Bright Side. And by the way, 844-236-6010 is our number. We're talking about the invisible nature of how the body works. And that's probably the biggest reason for our misunderstanding about the body. So much of it is invisible. So much of it is microscopic or just plain invisible, like light and energy. The body's a bioelectrical system, and that bioelectricity can't really be seen. The results of it can be seen. And we've known about bioelectricity since the middle of the 1800s when they did those frog experiments and some of you may remember from high school where you take a frog and you put an electrical stimulus to its leg and it kicks. So we've known that there's a bioelectrical component to the body. We just haven't made the connection between food and bioelectricity. We haven't really made the connection between nutrients and bioelectricity. And we most certainly haven't made the connection between our minds and the way we think and our emotions and the way we feel and bioelectricity. Which is unfortunate because we're bioelectrical systems and our health depends on the flow of bioelectricity. I always tell people the body can be kind of confusing, obviously. There's zillions and zillions of things going on. There's a lot of complexity that's happening. But to put it simply, it's really about flow. I always say the body's kind of like plumbing. If you can understand your plumbing, you can understand the body. And if you can understand what goes wrong with your plumbing, you can understand what goes wrong with the body. But the plumbing only works because of electricity, because as the fluid moves, through the plumbing system, the circulatory system, it's generating electrical charges. And as it's generating electrical charges, those charges feed the cells. And anything you could do to support the electrical flow to the cells is going to make you healthier. It's all about electricity at the end of the day, and that electricity is not something we can see directly. And therein lies the rub. But you can use your intuition and your understanding of bioelectricity to understand how important supplements would be in eating correctly and moving and breathing and all the things we talk about on The Bright Side. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more good health information right after this.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Back on The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central, 24/7. On the archive page at brightsideben.com. We got a search engine up at brightsideben.com, Longevity products as well. You can purchase Longevity products off the website, brightsideben.com, as well as pharmacistben.com and criticalhealthnews.com. You can also check out our news stories, blog posts, and videos. My moments of truth are up on criticalhealthnews.com. Hopefully you're checking those out. I do a different, whatever strikes my fancy every morning. Today I did one on breast milk. I read an article yesterday about how University of California at San Diego School of Medicine discovered that there's all of these very fascinating, interesting immune-building components in breast milk that are associated with how strong the baby is up to the age of 5 or 6. They did these what they call longitudinal studies, where they study the baby from the time he's born and beginning to be breastfed till the time he's 5 years old and presumably weaned. And apparently, the health of the baby at the age of 5 is largely dependent on breast milk. Of course, we knew that. That's not a surprise. What I thought was interesting, though, is now this is an industry, a nutrition industry trade journal. I read this article or the study, and it turns out that, of course, there's these now the breast milk of the infant formula industry now is very fascinated, and they want to come up with duplicates of human breast milk, and I just found that amazing. Instead of supporting breast milk, they want to support the manufacture of artificial breast milk. And what I talked about today is the idea that you can't imitate a natural fluid in a factory. There's too many components. If you look in your Infamil or you look at whatever your infant formula is that's supposed to be like breast milk, and it's not anywhere near like breast milk, of course, you're going to see 20, 30 different nutritional compounds in there, vitamins and minerals and such. But there's hundreds, and they act synergistically, and we don't even know what does what, and that is so important to understand when it comes to understanding the body. There's so much action happening at a level we can't see. And this creates a lot of confusion, which is, a lot of confusion is bad, but it's one thing when you have a lot of confusion about how your computer works, or you have a lot of confusion about your taxes, or you have a lot of confusion about the political system. But when you have a lot of confusion about your body, the impact is huge, much larger than if you have confusion about the political system or about your economics. The body needs to be demystified. Because the mystification of the body is exploited, or the mysterious nature of the body is exploited. We're exploited because we don't understand it. We're taken advantage of because we don't understand it. And in a way, it's the blind leading the blind because they don't understand it either. They're just taking advantage of it, but they don't know either. Because the fact of the matter is, when you understand the body, you don't need a lot of stuff. I had talked to a gal yesterday, and I talked to people periodically who say, I don't want to spend a lot of money on nutrition, but I want to get better. I say, fine, I'm going to save you money. You know what you do? You stop eating, or you stop eating so much. That'll save you money right there, because the power of food to control how the body shows up is enormous. It's huge. It's the second most, or tied for the first most, powerful thing we do that affects the body, and that is thinking and eating. Between thinking and eating, you got the two most important ways that we can control or modify the body, or ways that we do control or modify the body, for better or worse, usually for worse. I've been reading about the coronavirus. Oh, my God, the coronavirus. Has anybody out there, I want to know, and I'll give you a free Beyond Tangy Tangerine if you call me, and you can tell me you got the coronavirus. Oh, my God, I woke up this morning, I have the coronavirus. Has anyone out there gotten the coronavirus? Do you know anyone? Does anyone out there know anyone who got the coronavirus? Do you know anyone who knew anyone who got the coronavirus? And by the way, how would you know you got the coronavirus? The coronavirus is a cold. And yes, it can progress to pneumonia, and yes, it can kill people, but not everybody. It's not going to progress to kill. It's not going to progress to the point of killing you if you're healthy or reasonably healthy. You got to be really, really sick to die from the coronavirus. And yet, it's everywhere. The stock market, oh my God, it's all over the world. Whole countries are quarantining themselves. Listen, just think about logically. Does anybody out there think the mass media that are promoting this nonsense about the coronavirus, you think they care about our health? They care about selling papers or commercials. You don't need to worry about the coronavirus. And I know I'm preaching to the choir out there that most people who are listening to this aren't. But if you know anybody who is, and I don't even know anybody who is, really. I just keep reading about it. I smell a scam all the way on this coronavirus thing. Wash your hands. Throw out your tissues if you're sneezing. Wash your hands after you sneeze. You don't need to wear a mask. Make sure you're supplementing. Make sure you're using lots of vitamin C, a couple grams a day. Make sure you're using your Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Make sure you're using your zinc, 50 milligrams of zinc picolinate, your ultimate selenium. Don't eat sugar. I mean, it's really simple. It's really simple. Health is simple. That's the most important thing. That's the message here. Health is simple. Moving the body, generating electrical flow, facilitating movement, really facilitating the movement of the body. Nutrition facilitates the movement of fluids. Supplementation and foods facilitate or don't. Foods can cause clogging. One of the major reasons the body clogs up is because of a stress response, an emergency response. Clogging is a sign of long-term duress. Inflammation and clogging go hand in hand. Inflammation and clogging, which occur long-term, lead to a body that's out of ease. That's what chronic disease is. Inflammation and clogging. Think of a polluted river. That's basically what we're talking about, if you want to use an analogy. Back in the city, you don't see polluted rivers anymore, but when I was growing up in the 60s and 70s, it was pretty common to see polluted bodies of water, not just rivers, but polluted bodies of water. I'm sure they're still polluted, but it was really dramatic back then. It was just clogged, and that's what our bodies, that's what the fluid system in our bodies is, looks like, microscopically speaking. It's got little, it's got pieces of plastic and pieces of McDonald's hamburgers wrappers and cigarette butts. Picture it. That's what's going on in the body. When that occurs, the body, from an evolutionary standpoint, starts to clog. It starts to get sticky. The immune response creates a clogging. Inflammation is a clogging, and that's what disease is. It's as simple as that. That's why exercise is so important. That's why moving the body is so important. You hear people sometimes saying, oh, my grandfather, he smoked and he drank and he did this and that and the other, and he lived to be 90. Well, you know what? He was moving his body. He was chopping wood. He was walking to the store. He was carrying things on his back. He was farming. He was doing all the thing, he was doing physical labor, all the things you need to do to move your body. And really, that has been going on until very, very recently. We've been moving our bodies. Think about what human beings had to do 100, like 500 years ago, 600 years ago. Think about all the movement that human beings had to do all those years ago. Now, it's true, people weren't healthy. I'm not saying that. But there were people who lived long lives, even though they did a lot of things wrong. And a lot of that has to do with movement of fluids. Now, I'm not saying exercise is the only way to do it, but it's a major way to do it. Breathing is another way to do it. Slow, deep breathing is another way to do it. Those are basically the two best ways to do it. But avoiding sugar and avoiding toxins is a way to keep it going because toxins clog it up. Breathing and moving the body are the two most important strategies for keeping everything going, and then, of course, eliminating the problem foods and using nutrients to facilitate that movement. Vitamins and minerals facilitate the movement of first of quantum energy, then of fluid energy, and of course that means more oxygen and more nutrition, and that's where you get healthy. Movement. All right, I'm pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back on the bright side right after this.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's two-day whirlwind visit to India coming to a close. He holds a solo news conference where he discusses, among other things, a possible trade deal between the two nations. Although he says India is going to have to lift tariffs on some American goods before that deal can be done. The president also discussing the coronavirus and how it's affecting the United States.
Very well under control in our country. We Yeah, very few people with it.
There are at least 50 confirmed cases of the virus in the U.S. at last check. The South Carolina primaries on Saturday. Tonight, the Democratic presidential candidates will be on a debate stage in Charleston. Sponsored by CBS, it will air on that network starting at 8 p.m. Eastern. Opera star Placido Domingo issuing an apology to women who have accused him of sexual misconduct. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. And the B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side, and lines are open at 844-236-6010. The question is about what we're talking about. Anything we're talking about here today, the coronavirus. I want to know if anybody's gotten the coronavirus, and I want to know how anybody would know if you even got the coronavirus. Coronavirus is a cold. Catch a cold. Oh, my gosh, it's the coronavirus. Is there a test for the coronavirus? How do they know it's the coronavirus? I smell a scam, especially when you see all of the media and the government and everything coherently trying to get one point across to us. I smell a rat. Call me cynical, but I've been on this planet too long. All right, 844-236-6010 from the Annals of Internal Medicine, a meta-analysis, systemic corticosteroids, steroid drugs, that is, and antibiotics are effective for COPD exacerbations. COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, it's like a wound on your lungs. And then an inflammatory response following that wound and fibrosis, etc., creating an obstruction. It's more clogging, like we're talking about before. It's clogging of the lungs, basically, from chronic wounding. People that have COPD have chronically wounded their lungs. There's no COPD angel that sprinkles COP dust on our heads and we magically get COPD. It's a sign of wounding and trauma. Long-term wounding and trauma at the level of the lungs. So, sometimes when you have COPD, your condition gets worse. It's called an exacerbation. So you know what they do? They give you an antibiotic and corticosteroids. That's the thinking. We'll give them steroid drugs and an antibiotic to get rid of their exacerbations. And according to this meta-analysis, it's effective. No information about what happens to the digestive system. No information about what happens to longevity. No information on what happens to overall health. But the fact is that when you give them an antibiotic and a corticosteroid, their fibrotic symptoms or their immune symptoms resolve themselves. Why? Because corticosteroids shut down the immune system. Now, corticosteroids are steroid drugs, prednisone, basically. These are drugs that imitate cortisone. And when they came out, they were revolutionary. And indeed, they can be very, very helpful for people who are dealing with issues. However, it's not an answer. It's a Band-Aid, a very temporary Band-Aid. And in fact, in pharmacy school, one of the first things we learn, pharmacy's 101, first year pharmacy school, you don't stay on a steroid for a long period of time. And when you wean off a steroid, you wean off it slowly. These are powerful, maybe the most powerful classes of molecules in the body. It's in the argument for being the top, most powerful, most potent biochemicals in the body, the steroid drugs, cortisol, as we'll say. And now you duplicate it with drugs. Now, in fairness, when they came out, they revolutionized medicine. Because before steroids, if you had rheumatoid arthritis, which was probably due to your gluten and your bread and your, you know, the way you ate, etc., you were stuck with it. And it was miserable, and there's nothing they could do. They came up with prednisone, and it was revolutionary. It really, really had a positive effect. And I'm not Pollyannish about drugs. I've said many times, there are times when you want drugs. There are times when you want medicine. But to rely on it for poor health or to mask poor health, it's just bad. It's a bad health strategy. So, COPD... best thing you can do for COPD, once you have it, is make sure you're building your connective tissue using anything that helps build collagen and connective tissue. Make sure you're taking copious amounts of vitamin C, grams of it a day, very important for lung health, using vitamin E, using omega fatty acids. And remember, omega fatty acids are your anti-inflammatory and inflammatory molecules, so making sure you're taking generous amounts of those. And by all means, if you're smoking, quitting smoking, and that includes vaping, which may be equally hideous to smoking if you're vaping, especially the flavored stuff. All right, speaking of the coronavirus, heart, brain, focus, and immunity. Recent doctoral project based on findings by the Heart Math Institute explored whether heart-focused meditation could contribute to personal healing. Researchers from the Heart Math Institute developed tools to measure what they call heart rate variability, and they found that heart-centered focus, along with slow breathing, begins the process of coherence, which leads to an enhanced immune system, a stronger immune system. That includes gratitude, care, compassion. Coherence is a very interesting phenomenon where the heart and the brain are aligned. And you get into coherence through a combination of breathing and thinking. Yesterday, or before we went to break, we talked about breathing and thinking as a way of moving electrical energy. Well, guess what? It turns out that breathing and thinking improve coherence. That is the relationship between the heart and the brain. When the heart and the brain are not in coherence, we don't feel so good. And when the brain, heart and the brain are not in coherence, according to this article, the state of incoherence is a trigger for over 1,300 different biochemical reactions that play roles in dramatically increasing the immune response, cardiovascular health hormones, and cardiovascular health hormones that are associated with youth. So it's also youthifying. How do you get the heart in coherence? By a combination of breathing and feeling gratitude, care, and compassion and appreciation for others or things in one's life by focusing on them for 3 minutes. That's how the experiment was done. And that's what I'm talking about. If you take that to the doctor, they'll laugh. Not all doctors. But if you take that to most representatives of the medical model, they'll laugh. They'll think it's silly. They'll think it's quackery. Maybe a lot of you guys think it's quackery. It's not. We marginalize, we trivialize the mind-body connection, the heart-body connection, the connection between the emotions and our health. We marginalize it at our peril. It represents a major point of leverage. Leverage. That's the key. Leverage. A lever is when a small move makes it gives you a big response. You can move a huge rock by standing on a lever just with your own body weight. Maybe not a huge rock, but you can move a rock with your body weight. The point being that a lever gives you the power to make a big to have a big result from a little move. Thinking is a little move that can get you a big result. That's leverage. Feeling is a little move that can get you a big result. That's leverage. Leverage over the body. Leverage over the body, you can call it hacking into the body. We, or both. We can maximize leverage through creative hacking into the body. Speaking of which, sleep more important than nutrition and exercise, according to authorities. According to health authorities, a lack of sleep is a public health crisis. This is from the journal, from a book called "Is Sleep More Important Than Nutrition, Exercise, and Mindfulness?" Actually, it's an article from Mind Body Green. According to health authorities, a lack of sleep is a public health crisis, with more than one third of Americans not getting enough sleep. During, you know, there's different phases of sleep. There's like five different phases of sleep, and it's important to get all five phases. If you miss a phase or you wake up in the middle of a phase, you feel crappy. Many of us are not getting enough phases. We're waking up in the middle of the cycle, if you will, the five-phase cycle, or we're not getting enough of them. During sleep, our brain cleans itself. The brain, for a long time, they couldn't figure out. There's no lymphatic system in the brain. They couldn't figure out, how's the brain detoxifying? It's producing waste. How's it detoxifying? Then they found this thing called the glymph, which is a lymph that's unique to the brain. The glymphatic system, G-L-Y, glymphatic system, drains toxins out of the brain along the lines of the blood vessels. It's very fascinating how that is all architected. But the point is when you sleep, that drainage occurs. That's why today they know that poor sleep is associated with brain problems, cognitive issues, and dementias. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back on the bright side right after this.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take Pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The bright side, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get to here in just a sec. I'm just going to talk about sleep here, and I totally forgot what I was going to tell you about sleep. Excuse me. We have an epidemic of insomnia going on. Added to the list of epidemics that we have, hypothyroidism, depression, constipation. We got all kinds of epidemics. The state of our health is really pretty sad, unnecessarily so. Anyway, sleep is it's a really interesting issue. As we get older, we don't sleep as much. My mom cannot sleep. I feel so bad for her. She can't sleep, literally. She falls asleep for like an hour maybe in the middle of the night, and then she'll wake up and she can't go back to sleep. I don't know how you exist without sleep. One of the things that happens when we don't sleep is we don't detox, particularly our brain. If you're having problems sleeping, almost guaranteed, not always, but almost guaranteed, you're thinking a lot or you're thinking too much. You know, when we think, our brain is always generating electrical energy, and that electrical energy somehow gets interpreted as words, which we call thoughts. And we can't stop it. It's part of it's based on a literal neurological feature of the brain, on an anatomical neurological area called the default mode network. It's located somewhere in the middle of the brain. The default mode network. It's a bunch of wiring that keeps us talking all day. And when we're going about our business, we don't pay attention. That's why people have to keep working all day. Yeah, and most people are like this, by the way. You just have to keep going all day. You can't just stop and do nothing. Blaise Pascal, famous mathematician, philosopher from the 16th century, he said, all of man's problems can be traced to his inability to sit in a room alone by himself. He said that in the 16th century. So we've known for a long time that we can't sit still by ourselves because of those thoughts. That's why people are always doing stuff so they can distract themselves from those thoughts. That's why we can't meditate, because when we meditate, those thoughts come front and center. When we're about our business, doing our work stuff, or doing drugs or alcohol or smoking, it's always to get ourselves distracted from that voice. But guess what happens when you close your eyes to go to bed or to go to sleep? There ain't no distractions. And all of a sudden, the voice is there. The default mode network is kicking in. And blah, 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 blah. Of course you can't go to sleep. Can you imagine that? Imagine having a roommate. Imagine having somebody in your room, a roommate you're sharing a room with, and he's talking all night. Of course you're not going to be able to go to sleep. This is in your head. It's even worse. So learning to control thoughts, or you can't really control them, but learning to watch them, shouldn't say that. You can control them, but you can't control them necessarily directly. The way you control your thoughts is by controlling your feelings. When you feel love and gratitude long enough, your thoughts will be thoughts of love and gratitude. If you don't like the voice in your head, track it back to your feelings about yourself. If the voice in your head is not a pleasant voice, and it's not telling you how beautiful you are, and how kind and gentle and loving you are, and it's not speaking to you kind and gently and loving, and it's not telling you how successful you are, and how good looking you are, and how healthy you are, and how strong you are, if it's not telling you all of those things, that's because you're not feeling those things ahead of time. So you got to control your feelings. You got to really feel gratitude. The more you feel gratitude, that more that voice in the head is going to be a grateful voice. And the easier it will be to fall asleep. That's called hacking into your body. That's what the bright side's about, hacking into your body for your own benefit. And feeling feelings long enough or emoting long enough in one way is going to make your thoughts show up that way for better or worse. And if they're not showing up the way you wanted to and you can't go to sleep at night because you're worried and you're thinking and bad thoughts, chances are pretty good it's based on how you're feeling during the day, and learning to control that will help you learn to control your thoughts. Nonetheless, if you can't, at least watch your thoughts. Learn to be observant of your thoughts. Learn the difference. Most people say, I'm always watching my thoughts. No, there's a difference between thinking your thoughts and watching your thoughts. Watching them objectively is a skill that needs to be learned. This is what meditation really is about. It's about watching your thoughts. Meditation, I shouldn't say that. This is one of the most powerful meditations, is watching your thoughts. You can watch a lot of things, but watching your thoughts I think it's the most powerful meditation, because it teaches you a skill of separating yourself from your thoughts and observing them as a detached observer, rather than, oh my God, this is happening, that is happening, what's going to happen if this happens, what's going to happen if that happens, which is what most of us think, including me, by the way. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Mark in Ohio. Good morning.
Hi, Ben.
Welcome to the bright side. What's up, buddy?
I've got a very stubborn toenail fungus issue that I've thrown everything at it topically.
Ain't going to help, buddy.
Yeah.
Toenail fungus. Yeah, I know. I 100% know what you're talking about. Toenail fungus is a visual representation of the body eliminating toxicity.
Mm-hmm.
It's how the body gets rid of toxins. The nails grow out of the body. The nails are dead. The nails are really, you know, they're not biochemically active in the body. There's nothing the nails do to the body. It's like your hair. Nails are like hair, right? If you had some kind of infection on the hair, on the top of your hair, right? Well, say you had a fungus growing in the tippy top of your hair. What would you think to do? What part of the body would you think to address? The hair? Think about it. That's a question. That's not rhetorical, Mark.
I know.
Mark.
I'm thinking.
So if you had, let me give you a picture here, okay? You have your hair, and on the tip of your hair, the very top of your hair where you cut it, you have a little fungus growing there. Where would you think, what part of the body would you think, would you approach the problem, on the inside or the outside?
I would approach it from the outside, but I'm sure that's not
going to
help.
Okay, good. Okay, that's a good answer. Fair enough. No, you wouldn't be very effective if you approached it from the outside. You want to approach it from the inside.
Yeah.
If you have a fungus coming out of your nails, it means there's a fungus in the body and that the body's trying to get rid of it. It's your poop. Would you treat the turd in the toilet bowl if you had a digestive problem?
Mm.
No, that's a little graphic, but you know what I'm saying. It's an excretion.
Mm-hmm.
It's the body eliminating it. So, of course, you're not going to do anything about it. How are you going to do it? It's out of there. The nails are leaving. You trim your nails, and then they're gone. The nails go out. You trim them. They go out. You trim them. You go out. And they trim them, right? They're leaving. The problem's not the nail. The problem is where it's coming from. You with me?
Okay.
Okay? Now, what you're experiencing is systemic yeast, systemic fungus. Systemic means in the system, in the body. You're experiencing in the body yeast, in the body fungus. It's very common. Not everybody loses it through their nails, but it's still very common. They're called yeast infections, and people always want to be tested for yeast. Don't even bother. If you're sick, you got a yeast infection, period. Okay? Dysbiosis is messed up gut bacteria. Dysmycosis is messed up gut fungus, if you will, or fungus is all over the body. We have fungus in our body. We have a universe of microbes living in our bodies. Everybody who's healthy, every baby who's born, as long as they're, you know, breastfed, and even if they're not breastfed, we have an ecosystem of fungus and bacteria inside our, and viruses and parasites for that matter, inside our body. Okay? You with me?
How about mold?
Mold is fungus. I'm including that in the same category. Yes, mold is fungus. We have an ecosystem of mold, fungus, whatever you want to call it, spores. Mm-hmm. And by the way, yeast infections are notoriously difficult to treat, you know, and the drugs they give you for yeast infection are some of the most potent drugs in the pharmacopoeia. You know why?
No.
Because, sorry to be quizzing you here, okay, but I'm just trying to make a point. Yeast have spores around them. Yeast have a hard shell around them. Yeast, you know what I'm saying? They exist in spores. They're almost impossible to kill. So once you have a yeast infection, it's pretty tough. What you got to do is you got to leverage bacteria's ability to kill the yeast. Bacteria and yeast have chemicals that kill each other. Bacteria have make chemicals that kill yeast. Yeast make bacteria that kill bacteria. Yeast make chemicals that kill bacteria. They're in chemical warfare with each other. Penicillin comes from yeast, by the way. A lot of antibiotics come from yeast.
Right.
Because yeast kills bacteria, and bacteria kill yeast. So what you got to do is you got to start working on your gut. Long story. That was a roundabout way to say you got to work on digestive health. It's a manifestation of dysbiosis. Dysbiosis means messed up. Dys for messed up. Biosis for bacteria. Dysbiosis is the fundamental pathology that leads to everything else in the body, all other health challenges. I always talk about the triangle of disease. I talk about the gut meaning intestine, but really what we're talking about is dysbiosis. That is the first place we get messed up. And fungal infections, whether they're coming through the nails or not, are always a sign of dysbiosis. Work on the gut. Use probiotics. Get on the nightly essence. You may have to play around with the probiotic a little bit. Eat fermented food. Stay away from processed foods and processed sugars and carbohydrates and things that feed the wrong bacteria. Go ketogenic if you can. Eat less food. Use your ultimate enzymes, digestive enzymes, apple cider vinegar with your meals, anything you do to acidify the stomach. You see where we're working here? Work on the digestive system. It's a manifestation of dysbiosis. All right, Mark, thank you for your call, buddy. And that's for everybody who's got nail fungus.
Man.
All right, buddy, be good. And that is all the time we have for today. I hope we see you at my lab on the 29th of February, 2020, 2240 Curtis Street in Denver, 80205. We'll talk longevity. We'll talk True Skin Health. We'll give away longevity products. And check out our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, criticalhealthnews.com. For the longevity products and longevity business opportunity, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a beautiful, wonderful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.